It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, guys, and joining us right now on the Round Rock Express Hotline, our sponsor, like Jeff just said, it's Texas Ranger outfielder, first baseman. I don't know what you want to call
base.
These. Huh?
Third
first
base now.
Do that. It's Dustin Harris. Dustin, what's going on, man?
Not much. Just watching some of the Masters right now, hanging out. About to head to the field here shortly.
Who's got the early lead?
Who is it? Is it? I don't even know. Can't tell you.
All right, now they were rain delayed. Kind of like you. I think the rain that you guys got the other night is now
now
moved east, and
yeah,
swamped Augusta National. Yeah, you guys had a doubleheader yesterday. Are you worn out?
Yeah, we had 2-7 since we got rained out Tuesday, so we were able to take both of those from OKC.
Yeah, that, you know. I was talking to one of the guys from Round Rock during spring training, and he was like, it's going to be us, Oklahoma City, and Reno.
Yeah.
You know, for the championship. How good? I mean, your team, you included, is really good.
Yeah, that our lineup, I think is pretty scary. 1-9, it doesn't matter who's up there. It's just going to be a tough at bat, and it's going to be a loud out for sure.
Yeah, and the pitching side, you know the guys that you've known them for years now with Owen and Jack and just a bunch of good arms. When you're on this team, I know what the goal is. I know the goal is to be on the team that I'm about to watch play today. But a championship would be pretty nice, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, no kidding. I mean, like you said, the staff is just as scary. I mean, it doesn't matter who we're rolling out there from the bullpen, the starters. It's those guys are good, and this team's legit.
All right, so you were in big league spring training again. You're on the 40-man roster, so of course you were there. But you got hurt. You had a little oblique issue. We didn't see a lot of you. How are you doing now? It looks like everything's okay.
Good. I'm feeling good. Feel healthy. In spring, I just kind of dove and. I think it was more bruising than anything. It was just
okay.
My oblique was just real sore for a little while, but now I feel good and feel real good.
It seems like if a position player is getting hurt these days, it seems like it's an oblique injury.
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't really that common, and now this year it's just I don't know more than I've seen in the past. But
you know, I have a theory and. It's relevant because you know the Players Association is complaining about the pitch clock having an effect on the pitcher's injuries. Tell me the truth: if you've taken a big swing and you've got to stay in the box and swing again 10 seconds later or 15 seconds later, do you have a chance to recover? Do you need a chance to recover?
You know what? I don't think I need that chance to recover after a big swing or something, but. Uh-huh. I could see where you're coming from for other guys, for sure.
I mean, there are guys who swing the bat like,
yeah,
tomorrow. Like crazy. I mean, they get their whole body into it. It just seems like, hey, I don't know. Maybe it's something to – maybe if MLB was concerned about position players too, they'd push back the pitch clock. But anyway, so what's working for you right now? I mean, you're off to a good start. You're hitting .333 after
three home runs,
basically 2 weeks.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm on time for – doesn't matter what pitch is coming. I feel like I'm on time and just not really chasing out of my zone too much. And just putting good at-bats together and just trying to hand it to the next guy.
So guys are always tinkering with their swings. Did you make any adjustments from last season to this season during the offseason?
Not subconsciously. I mean, maybe I did, but
okay. I'm not saying you needed to. I'm just wondering if there was something that the Rangers wanted you to work on or anything like that.
Yeah, no. For me, I feel like it's just, like I said, timing. I just think I'm on time for pitches, and last year I feel like I may have been not necessarily on time. First pitch of the at-bat, fouled one off, getting a bad count, and then you know how it goes from there. Just
sure.
Yeah.
So you've been playing a lot of third base. I know you've done it before.
Yeah.
You just haven't done it in a while. Is it like riding a bike again, or is it a little more to it than that?
You know what? I played one game in spring at third.
Okay.
And on one of the backfields, and I thought it was going to be a little more awkward than what it was. I got out there and I felt comfortable, and I mean, it's kind of been like riding a bike, I feel like.
Yeah. What I mean, the ball gets on you quick. So what are the challenges at third base?
I think for me right now, it's just that internal clock that haven't played in a couple years. So just knowing the runner, knowing how quick I need to get rid of it, just stuff like that.
Okay. All right, good. Which one do you prefer? If you got to choose what position you played, what would it be?
That's one of the questions from a fan.
Oh, well, let's save it then.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay, yeah, I'll think about that one.
All right. One of your three home runs is an inside the park home run.
Yeah, that was good.
How was that?
That was real fun.
When's the last time you had an inside the park home run?
I think I had one in Double A 2 years ago.
Okay.
Or maybe last year. 2 years ago last year.
Was it a funky play? Did
it was it was real similar to that one. I mean, just kind of right center and kicked off the fence a little bit. And
let me state unequivocally, of all the home runs I hit my entire career from T-ball up, only one wasn't an inside the park home run.
Hey, that's all right. Yeah, so I think that's a pretty underappreciated part of your game is how fast you are, because you have 4 stolen bases. What's your background in running? Did you run track in high school? Because you're a big guy too. It's not like you're little.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when I was young, I was somewhat, you could say, fast. And then once I got to high school, kind of leveled out. And even now, I wouldn't say I'm a burner. I just think more so I'm kind of a good base runner and just
good
know
base
when to
runner
go.
Fast.
Yeah, all right, the guy with the most steals in Rangers history is Elvis Andrus, who was somewhat fast, but he was never the fastest guy in the league. Ian Kinsler is who is second, and again, he was a great base runner. You know, he knew when to run, when not to run. He would get good jumps. Is that what you work on? You work on like the pitcher's time to the mound. You got to be smart.
Yeah, that's one of the big things I do. I just look for a small movement he might do or something. Like in the dugout, I'm watching to see maybe his toe comes up early, his shoulder goes down, just something small that I can key in on and just try to get a good focal point to when to take off.
Do you have the green light? Is that the philosophy of Doug Davis? That
Most of the time I do.
Run? Yeah.
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay. So we a couple guys have been called up here in the first 2 weeks of the season. Sam Huff's hitting great. He's been here before. You're on the 40. Is it hard to not look ahead for you? Or are you stay where your feet are?
I mean, I kind of just try to like to stay where my feet are, but like it's tough to do. Sometimes your mind wanders and just you get to thinking. But yeah, I'm just trying to stay where my feet are and just continue to play my game and put together good at bats, play some defense, and help this team win.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not trying to predict what's happening here, but all of a sudden you're playing some third base. I'm just saying, keep doing what you're doing. They're obviously wanting to move you to some positions. When you're hitting, they want to find a place to put you. That's the way that this works at every level. So I find that intriguing. You're over at third, which you haven't played in a while, but now you're starting to play some more. And it could be all coincidence. They just want to get you on the field because you can't play outfield too. But for me, I'm like, okay, because you started out hot here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's good just to show some versatility, just to show that I can play defense if it's infield, outfield, and just try to find a spot in that stack lineup over there.
Yeah. Yeah, what did you see? I mean, you watched this team last year. You were part of the Stay Ready group, right, during the playoffs.
Correct.
What did you see from that this team last year? What the run they got on?
I mean, it was fun to watch. I mean, I don't think many outside people thought that they were going to go as far as they did, and just throughout the year they just kept proving people wrong, and just a lot of real professionals on that team, and they go about their business the right way, and it's really cool.
And I know you know who's in the outfield. I have to tell you and who plays where, but what's it like to be in an organization like this year? Well, this time last year they hadn't won the World Series, and now they have. Does it make a difference in your mind? Like, hey, I'm in a team that won the World Series.
For me, I mean, yeah, it's cool. I think it sets a standard now. I mean, now that they won a World Series last year, I think we want to try to repeat it. And it starts from the top and works all the way down to the bottom.
All right. All right. Hey, John said he had some fan questions, so let's do it.
Let's go. Yeah, a couple real quick before we get into that, and I'll have Joel bring those up in just a second because I don't have them at my disposal. I sent them to him.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, we'll go to the first one. Bob, what position on the field are you most comfortable with? There you go. Go ahead and answer that one.
I would say still probably third base still. I mean, I played infield up until 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was I was primarily a second baseman and then went to third base for college. And then, so, I mean, still in the dirt probably is more comfortable, but outfield's like second nature at this point as well.
You know, I remember the first time you were on, you said in high school you never hit a home run. You were a little skinny guy.
It's funny you remember that.
I remember a lot of things, all right? It's a blessing and a curse.
He does. He's like a wife.
But, hey, easy. But, yeah, that's good. That's good. I mean, if it feels like an old pair of slippers, perfect. All right, next question.
Is there a difference at AAA level compared to the AA level? That's Brian Sweet.
For me, the biggest thing I think would just be consistency. I think probably a little more consistent in the AAA level. And then also that the strikes on the ABS.
Yeah.
That would say a major difference.
Travel's probably a little easier.
Are you for it or against it, the ABS?
I think it's great. I like the challenge system. I think that should be up there. For sure.
Have you ever won a challenge?
Yeah, I've won a handful.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I think I think the pitchers hate it and the hitters like it.
Yeah, that's the way.
I mean, I think the challenge system, I'm all for that, but I don't think all the pitches need to be ABS because then that's just the strike zone will feel tiny.
Yeah. No. Look, in like tennis, hell. I don't know if you watch a lot of pro tennis. I don't, but pro tennis has had a challenge system in place for a long time, like on serves or, you know, line calls. Why can't the major leagues do that? Just give a batter one challenge a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Figure out a system because the technology's there. Yeah. And you want to get everything right. So just do it.
Maybe it's a deciding pitch. Maybe if it's a ball four or a strike three and someone thinks it wasn't that, maybe you can only challenge that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But yeah, like, something.
But like you know, if you get a crap call against you in a first pitch of the at-bat, it changes everything.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. 0-1 and 1-0 is completely different counts.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But you'd have to be sparing with it. You're right. You can't stop every can't stop three times and at bat and go, hey.
but it's pretty quick, though, right? I mean, it's
– No, yeah. I mean, if it's right, it only takes about 20 seconds maybe, and then back in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Angel Hernandez would cause a game to go 4 hours and 85 minutes. And I can't even do math because of
485. That'd be 525. All right.
Well, you're the math wizard. Okay, last one. How did he handle the news about being traded to Texas? What is his approach being in the farm system for a team? Nearly every position is on lockdown for multiple years. Yeah, that's two questions there, but that's a good one. That's BC Trading Cards, Texas.
Okay. I mean, yeah, when I got traded over here, I wasn't really expecting it. Like, it was during that COVID stuff. Like, it was, I played 50 games with the A's, and I heard the news. I mean, I was kind of in shock. Didn't have an agent at the time, so I kind of had to find out on my own. And then just when I came over to Texas after, it was a while. I didn't get to meet anybody just because I was back home training.
Right.
And then when I got over here, it was we had a little hitters camp in Down East. Went over there, met a few of the guys, met some of the staff, and then once I got to spring training, it was kind of like home. I mean, it felt everybody welcomed me with open arms, and it's been good.
All right. And then I guess you can only control what you can control on the other question, right?
Yeah, on the other end, I mean, like I said, I just kind of want to show some versatility, show that I'm a baseball player, and just try to find a way on that team.
I don't care what anyone says. If you're hitting, you're hitting. You will find a place to play in the major leagues, whether it's here or not. Mm-hmm. You're going to be valuable to somebody if you continue to play and play well. That's just the way this thing works. It's always worked that way. Hey, let me ask you this. You know, well, before we get you out of here, travel's different now. But, you know, when we first had you on, we talked a lot about where you grew up, play any other sports, all that stuff, favorite fast food. We kind of did that stuff. Now let's do something about now that you're here. You know, what when y'all travel, whether it was by bus or now it's by plane, what are you usually doing on the on the trip? Are you watching movies? Are you guys playing cards? What are you doing?
I'm lucky enough where I'm able to catch up on some sleep. I once we get in the air on the planes, I'm able to knock out and get some Z's, catch up on some sleep.
Yeah, it's a skill that
I don't have it.
I can fall asleep before the plane takes off. I think it's the hum of the engine. I can be knocked out. Like, they have to wake me up if I'm in the emergency row, and I have to say yes, I'm okay. But I mean, I can sleep on a plane. That's like my one skill in life.
What about a bus? Did you sleep on the bus too?
The bus is a little more difficult just because the seats are. I don't know. I don't like the seats on the buses. So I'll try to get a pillow, prop it up on the window or something, and then but I'll throw some headphones on, listen to some music, or just try to play some cards or something, keep me busy.
Hey, so you're on the 40-man roster. Does the rule where 40-man guys fly first class, is that applicable, or do you guys not fly enough for planes with first class? You fly a lot of Southwest.
No, I don't think that's applicable here.
Applicable, yeah.
But I mean, we've been sitting in the other seats. No big deal.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So you grew up in Florida, right?
Correct, yeah.
So who was your team growing up or your favorite player growing up?
Okay, so I was a big Boston Red Sox fan growing up. My dad's from Boston, and so I always liked. I had two favorite hitters. I had Ichiro. I liked him a lot, and I also liked watching David Ortiz.
Okay,
now, did you ever get a chance to go see him play as you were a kid? Did you ever get to a big league game?
I went to Fenway and summer ball 1 year when I was in college.
Okay,
fine,
yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
Well, I think,
hey, you know, Dustin, we appreciate you coming on here. Jeff, you got anything else for me?
I do have one more thing for you. Okay. How is your brother doing? I know he got drafted last year out of Oklahoma. What's he?
Correct. Yeah, he's with the Cardinals right now.
Okay.
He sent me a picture the other day. There was some snow on the field, so that looked that did not look fun.
But where's their affiliate?
He's in Peoria.
Oh, Peoria, Illinois. Okay.
Correct, yes.
Hey, I've been to that stadium.
I think they're the Chiefs. At least they used to be the Chiefs.
Peoria Chiefs.
Yeah. I've been there. I've been there. My in-laws live about 30 miles from there.
That's great. Two brothers in professional baseball, man. That's
He said he had a good spring. He's excited for the season. I'm excited to follow him throughout his career.
Did your parents come see you, or did they go see him? Or I mean, because it's not far from where I'm guessing your family lives, where the Cardinals train.
They were able to go out to his spring training. I think for a weekend, spend some time with him. They went to the beach and had a good time over there.
And they left you to your own devices in Arizona.
Yep, and I was out in Arizona.
Dustin's on the 40 man. He's good. He's good. He take care of himself. Yeah. They'll probably head out to Round Rock at some point, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to try to make their way out of Texas this year.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good deal. All right.
All right, man. Jeff, is that it?
That's it for me. I mean, we appreciate you coming on. This is your third time. You're part of the three-timer group, so
yeah,
we appreciate the heck out of that. And
the other three-timers in the big leagues.
Next time, maybe let's make that bet. Next time, major leagues.
Let's go. Let's do it.
That'll be it. Guys, that's right. Dustin Harris. Dustin, thank you so much for stopping down to talk to us. We'll catch you. We're coming down to Round Rock. You know, if it all works out the way you hope it does, we won't see you. Because maybe you'll already be back up here and we'll do it that way. One way or the other, we're going to probably see you here in the next month or so. And hopefully it's up here. But we really appreciate you taking your time.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Good talking to you.